you might find some comfort in channeling your... As we continue to social distance and quarantine, it can be difficult to break free from feeling lonely, restless, or sad. The good news is that you might find some comfort in channeling your creative energy into a creative project such as knitting or crochet. According to Dr. Herbert Benson, the repetitive action of needlework can put you into a relaxed state like that associated with meditation and yoga. Looks like grandmas everywhere were onto something. So get cozy, take some deep breaths to center yourself, and use this time to make that chunky sweater of your dreams. This message brought to you by your crafty DJs at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
Hello, you're listening to Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman on WRUV FM Burlington. That message might have been a bit outdated, just contextually, but I think the spirit of it is still accurate, and, you know, the main thrust of it, as it were. Welcome back. This is Everyday Sunshine with the Purple Shaman. This is the time slot for this show going forward, at least for the fall. We got I'm losing track of my days. Sundays, 5 to 6. It's only 1 hour now. Used to be two. It's one now. That was my decision. I'm trying to make it a one real quality hour instead of struggling to fill out two. So, in any case, we're going to do our news from the science and nature world right now. Bats with glowing toes discovered in Mexico. The Mexican free-tailed bat is a pretty well-studied species, or so we thought. The largest bat colony in the world in Austin, Texas, is a colony of like 1.5 million of these things. And a group of scientists in Mexico City decided to try sampling. They were trying to study the movement and migration of these bats by covering them in a UV-sensitive powder, capturing them in a net, putting this powder on them, and letting them fly and see if they could track where they were going with the same powder on the bats. That didn't work, but what they did discover is that the bats apparently have glowing hairs coming out of their toes when exposed to UV light. They bioluminesce, and this apparently only happens with live bats, or at least not. They compared preserved museum specimens and could not get the toes to glow. So there you are, and there's not known what purpose this would have. It could be used for bats to observe one another's movement, but it's unknown. We needs to be more research done before that can be figured out. And there we are. It's now time for the weather update this afternoon. 20% chance of showers. We're going up to 30% chance at night. Low of around 51 tonight. Then 20% chance of showers in the afternoon tomorrow. Patchy fog in the morning. High near 65, going to be a little chillier tomorrow than it is today. Then temps going up as the sun comes out over the course of the week. Highs near 76 and 78 on Wednesday and Thursday. Then potential showers on starting Friday into Saturday and Sunday as temps drop down to the low 70s and upper 60s. All right, it's now time for us to get our tunes a-going, starting with some 60s folk stuff. This is Norma Tanega, a song called No Stranger Am I.